people around the country know you from your time on America's Next Top Model. Can you just tell us about your experience with music and how you got involved with music?
Yeah, I got my first guitar when I was 12 years old. And basically the reason I wanted to play music is, like, all the guys did it. And I was like, but all the boys can do it, I can too. So I wanted to be a rock star. So I said, well, what have a 12-year-old done? And, but it kind of stems a little bit farther back than that. I actually have been really into poetry since I was, like, in about first grade. My mom was a high school English teacher, so she kind of facilitated that for me. But yeah, I've always loved poetry. I was so into the poet Jack Parletsky that I even went to a book signing for him.
Wow.
So yeah, that's, you know, my main background is definitely poetry. I love writing lyrics, and yeah, I think you can definitely hear that in my writing style, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of, you know, your songwriting styles, on the press release they're talking about, you know, your sultry, vampy swing of Howling at the Moon, and, you know, some of your more bubblegum sounding songs, very poppy, you know, Colby Calais sounding.
Yeah, definitely.
Is like Colby Calais somebody that you try and model yourself after? Or, I mean, you guys sound a little similar, but, I mean, you have more, I would say, more Blondie in you, and
yeah.
She has more like Carly Simon. But you guys do sound like a little alike. What's that all about?
Well, definitely it's going to sound like, you know, we're both songwriters putting out records around the same time. And actually, one of the guys that worked on my first album I did in Los Angeles was a good friend of Colby Colley's. It's going to sound, you know, semi-similar. It's kind of, you know, the same genre right around the same time. She definitely is someone I look up to as a songwriter and stuff. I actually saw her I met her when I was on a plane going out to Los Angeles to do my record, which is really funny. I was like, huh. I would say, you know, anything I listen to, I'm very influenced by. I love blues music. I go and see blues at least once or twice a week. And you can hear that, I think, a little bit more in Howling at the Moon, which is actually one of the newest tracks that I recorded. But it's just, you know, every couple of months I listen to an artist and I absolutely love them, and it comes out in my songwriting, you know. Like, I love Sarah Bareilles, and you can definitely hear the Sarah Bareilles coming out in What I'm Feeling About You. She's a phenomenal songwriter and an amazing performer. I've seen her live a few times. She's amazing. But I think, stemming back as far as influences for me, it would definitely be like Sheryl Crow. I think she's absolutely phenomenal. And also Gwen Stefani, you know, no doubt. I grew up listening to that and idolizing her, and especially her stage presence. She's phenomenal.
Okay, many younger singer-songwriters are very talented as far as playing instruments and things like that as well. You said you've been playing the guitar since you're 12. As far as the tracks go on your EP, which is scheduled to be released on August 24th, how many of the songs on there do you play guitar on?
I play guitar on the live track, of course. I actually ended up not tracking anything on What I'm Feeling About You because I was sick during the tracking, which sucked. But I think I played a tiny little bit on Howling at the Moon, but I just played the acoustic track that's hidden underneath it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I kind of leave, like, I could play on them, and I know I could, but there's much better players that I think would do a better job, so I let them do it. Because, you know, time is money in the studio, and if they can get it done in one take, then
let's
do that.
Is that something, though, that you're constantly focusing on, like becoming a better musician as well as a singer and a songwriter?
Oh, yeah, always. I'm currently setting up my own studio in my apartment so that I can start recording my own stuff. Because I do right now, but it's only, you know, it's not any, it's just scratch tracks, basically.
Yeah.
But I really want to start actually learning the recording process of things so that, you know, I can kind of dive deeper into that end. I think it only helps you as an artist to be very well-rounded when it comes to everything, you know, whether it be recording and you know, writing and, you know, playing it live and, you know, understanding all the instruments as well.
Okay. As far as your EP, if you had to, let's just pretend, let's have a little fun here, that it was a flavor of ice cream, what do you think it would be and why?
Ooh, that's a really good question. I would say it would be... golly. I almost... cookie dough, maybe.
Okay, why?
Or, you know, even better, like peanut butter, like Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream. Because, you know, you got the sweet, you know, stuff to it, but then you still have that savory chocolate. And the, you know, the savory peanut butter. So you actually, with this EP especially, you get a lot of different flavors, and you see kind of a little bit different writing style than what has been seen in the past, especially with Howling at the Moon. You know, the three, you know, the All Mine, Pretty Damn Lucky, and What I'm Feeling About You are still very much on the poppy side. But then Howling at the Moon kind of takes it in a little tiny different direction, but just kind of showcases a little bit different side of me. So I guess it would be something like that, or I don't know. I'd say Rocky Road. No, I'm kidding. No. But yeah, probably, I don't know.
As far as the Howling at the Moon goes, you're absolutely right as far as the way it sounds compared to the other things. Like, I could totally see you, like, in a ball gown singing this, like, in a blues club in, like, Kansas City in, like, the 40s or something like that, you know?
Yes, please. Well, and that's the thing. I go see, like, the two biggest, the two clubs that I frequent a lot, and one of them here is Kingston Mines, and it's one of the best blues clubs. And I go there, yeah, literally once or twice a week to watch just these phenomenal artists. And they have such soul in their voices. And when you hear them sing, it's like you see inside of them. It's just so beautiful. And the other club is a very famous club here in Chicago called Green Mill. And it's a jazz club. And, you know, I think more and more that's coming out of me musically, because I idolize these artists so much because they're just so phenomenal that, you know, of course it's going to be coming out. And plus I've been listening to a lot of the Black Keys lately. And actually one of the huge influences for Howling at the Moon was an artist, Jace Everett. And he does the theme song for True Blood.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it's got this, by the way, it's on my ringtone for the past, like, a year and a half. but you can feel his soul when he's singing his music, and it's got this grit to it that it's so, so genuine and so honest. And, you know, I really wanted to, you know, I think moving forward with my music, it's a direction I definitely want to go in.
Okay, getting away from the music just for a second, you mentioned True Blood, and, like, we know your time on, you know, America's Next Top Model. Do you have any plans to, like, act or anything in the future? Or, I mean, you just finished a photo shoot today. Are you going to continue the modeling as well?
Yeah, I continue modeling. Modeling is a super fun. It's great money, But I have acted before. My first film I did, it was an independent film here in Chicago, called The Mansion. And it was, we filmed it in summer of 2005, and then it ended up getting picked up for distribution, fall of 2007 was the release date. So, which is super exciting. I got third billing on it, which is, you know, very fun, and, you know, co-starred in it. So, I love acting. I'm going to continue doing that as well. It's just finding time to put on all the different hats.
Yeah.
Because currently I'm so, you know, releasing the records, so I'm so focused on the music right now that I still go to castings because my agent's wonderful and, you know, super understanding about, you know, my crazy, crazy schedule. So yeah, you know, I still go on castings and stuff like that. Or not castings, but auditions.
How do you think, if it has, your time on America's Next Top Model, how do you think that's affected you musically at all, if it has?
Definitely the time on America's Next Top Model has prepared me, I think, a little bit for for the harshness of the music industry as well. And I think it just modeling alone has helped that. And it's also been great because I've been able to parlay that into a lot of press for my music. And it's been a great way to just kind of get noticed a little bit and set myself apart from a lot of other, you know, singer-songwriters, because there's a ton of us out there.
Okay.
So that helps, too. And, it's, you know, any face recognition, it always helps, you know, in whatever you're doing.
Absolutely. Getting back to your music, how do you think your new EP is different from your debut album?
I think my new EP, well, first of all, I was the one that basically produced this whole thing myself. It was, you know, I had taken a little tiny bit of time off this, you know, beginning of the year, and I was like, you know what, I'm ready to do something more, and I completely paid for all of this almost basically myself, and I went in the studio all by myself with, you know, with my engineer, and I was like, all right, this is what I want to do, and it kind of strays away from just the kind of the pop section, especially when I talk about Howling at the Moon and stuff like that. It kind of steps a little bit away from the where I was, you know, 3 years ago when I did my first album, which I liked a lot.
Okay.
You kind of, I think you can tell me growing as a songwriter and as a singer and everything like that. And as a person, this is definitely a little bit more, Howling at the Moon especially, is a little bit less PG than my last book.
So what do you think has happened in your life over the last 3 years to kind of bring that out a little bit more in you?
Well, you go through a lot from when you're 20 years old to when you're 23, or actually 21 to 24. But, you know, a huge growing period, I think, in anybody's life. So, you know, I'm slowly becoming an adult, which scares me tremendously. But yeah, a lot has happened, you know, between relationships and you know, living on my own and you know, times of being completely broke and times of actually, you know, going into war and you know, having to, like, eat a fast food restaurant because you don't have any money. You know, that's going to shape you as, you know, as a person and as an artist. And I think I've started to enjoy writing more about situations rather than things directly from my life. Like Howling at the Moon, for example, is, you know, it didn't necessarily stem exactly from a situation that I've had, but it's kind of just, I don't know, it just came out, if that makes any sense.
No, absolutely. So what you're trying to say is that when you're younger, you feel like you write more from experience, and then when you get older, you can write a little bit more for the masses, like, you understand a little bit more, like, of how life is, so you're writing more for everyone and not so much for yourself. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And I think, in terms of, as anybody goes, as you get older, you become, it's not a good word, but as you get older, you do become a little bit, not jaded, jaded is the wrong word I want to say, but you see the world in a different light. Like, if I look at the music that I would be writing when I was in high school, it's definitely a lot more, you know, a lot more pop. But as you get older, you start experiencing more things, you know, heartache and all this different stuff. And you're able to write more from experience, but write, I don't know. You understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Write more from your heart, but not let it look like it's from your heart, basically.
Yeah. Howling at the Moon, I think everyone has felt that before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially every female, because the whole entire song is basically about a guy who's thinking he's being all suave and taking advantage of a girl, but it's the total opposite. And I think any female has felt that before.
Yeah,
so you're like, oh, honey, you know. Well, you think you're running the show, but in reality, you're not at all.
All right, great. Is there anything else that you want to say about your EP or to the fans that are looking forward to the release in a couple of weeks?
I think that this EP shows the growth that I've had in the past 3 years, because it's been literally that I recorded my last album in fall of 2007. So it has literally almost been 3 years since I recorded. So you can kind of see the progression and the progression of the songwriter. So I'm super excited to show all of my fans where I plan to go with my music and, you know, what my next full length is going to sound like. And I'm going to keep on going into the studio and just recording a ton of stuff and possibly even just releasing singles and seeing what happens. It's an open book is what I say.